Welcome to Found in Space, a science podcast for kids and teens. Ivan has a splendid planetary science question for us. How was Olympus Mons on Mars made? Ivan, this is a great question. So let's talk about Olympus Mons, and let's talk about Mars and terrestrial planets like Mars and Earth and Venus, the moon. So Olympus Mons is the largest volcano that we know of at all. There might be some larger volcanoes somewhere out in the universe, but we haven't found them. Olympus Mons is the biggest we've found. And it's roughly three times as tall as Mount Everest. And the base of this volcano is about the size of the entire state of Arizona. This is huge. It dwarfs anything that we have here on Earth, any of the volcanoes on Venus, or anywhere else in the solar system that we know of. So this is a shield volcano. Now, Earth has shield volcanoes too. There's actually lots of different kinds of volcanoes. And a shield volcano is named that because it sort of looks like a warrior laid their shield down on the ground, if you look at it from really far away. Now, to be able to see all of Olympus Mons, you'd have to go up into space to actually be able to see it, because it's so big that if you were standing on the surface of Mars, the planet would curve away before you could actually see all of it. So shield volcanoes form when there is magma. So magma is what we call the rock when it's underneath the ground and molten before it comes up and erupts. Once it erupts onto the surface, whether that's onto land or water, then we call it lava. But there's magma underneath the ground, and then that erupts up as lava, and it spills out onto the surface. And then it cools, and when it cools, it hardens. And then more lava comes up, and it erupts, and it comes out on top of the lava that has cooled before. And so it starts to build up and build up and build up and build up. Now, on Earth, volcanoes can't get as big as they do on Mars. And this is because of something really important, which is plate tectonics. So Mars and Earth are sister planets in that we're the same kind of planet. We're a rocky or terrestrial planet. And planets like us have layers. Now, we live on the crust of Earth, and Mars has a crust too. Underneath the crust is the mantle, and the farther down you go, the hotter and hotter it gets. Even on Mars, Mars is cooler than Earth, but it still gets hotter as you go down. And underneath the mantle at the very center is the core. I like to think of it kind of like a chicken's egg, right? The shell, the whites, and the yolk. So we live up on the shell or the crust. Now on Earth, the crust is actually split into these big pieces that are like rafts. These are the plates. And these plates are moving around because there's a lot of heat underneath down in the mantle. This is driving movement and making these chunks of the crust move around. But with Mars, it seems like its crust is one big piece, and it doesn't move around the way Earth's does. So on Earth, let's say there's a real hot spot in the mantle, and that's what's going to make the volcano happen up above. Well, on Mars, it would just stay in the same place relative to the crust up above. But here on Earth, because the crust is moving because of those plates, we end up with chains of islands, like the Hawaiian Islands, where there'll be one volcano, and yeah, it might get big, but then the crust moves a little bit, and so the volcano forms a few miles or kilometers over to whatever in the other direction. That doesn't happen on Mars. So on Mars, Olympus Mons was able to build up and get bigger and bigger and bigger And there are plenty of other ginormous volcanoes on Mars as well. Now, here's a question that always would come up for me. Whenever I heard about volcanoes, I would also always go, well, so why is it hot inside of the planet? Because volcanoes are happening because we have hot rock that is molten, right? And it comes up through the surface. Well, why is it hot down there? All right. Well, there's a lot of different sources for the heat with planets. But with terrestrial planets like Mars and Earth, there are three big things that give us heat for the planet. Now, the first is that a lot of it is left over from when the planet formed. Mars and Earth are both pretty old from a human's perspective, about 4.5 billion years old. But they're really, really big compared to us, right? So they can hold on to their heat for a long time. And we think that the way that these planets formed was by smaller chunks of material being pulled together by gravity. And when they would be pulled together, sometimes some of those pieces of material would come smashing down because the gravity was really strong. And when they smashed into each other, that would be like really quite violent. A lot of heat would be released. And so much heat was released that we think that it melted the whole planet. So both of these planets would have basically been like giant lava balls. And so there's some heat left over from that. Now the outside is what would have cooled first, the crusts, where we are, right? And then slowly, slowly going down farther and farther towards the core, we'd start to cool down more and more. Now Mars is a lot smaller than Earth. And so Mars has cooled much more than Earth has. And that's probably why we don't see any volcanoes erupting on Mars's surface today. Even Olympus Mons. Actually, Olympus Mons may have erupted as recently as 25 million years ago. Now, for the scale of a planet, that's like yesterday. 25 million years ago was not very long. But most of the volcanoes on the surface of Mars are much older. They're probably billions of years old. Whereas Earth, we have volcanoes that are active today, that are actually erupting today. And maybe if you're really lucky, you might be able to see one of these active volcanoes at some point in your life. Okay, but that's our first source of heat, is that it's just left over from when the planet formed. And the older the planet gets, the less and less heat it will have. The smaller the planet is, the faster it loses its heat. So Earth and Venus, we still have a lot of heat. But Mars and Mercury and the Moon, they've lost most of theirs. All right. The next thing is gravity. So the gravity is pulling down. It's like it's squeezing and squishing the inside of the planet. This is something you can do with your hands. If your hands are free right now, try taking your hands and squeeze them together as hard as you can. Go ahead. Try it right now. Squeeze them even tighter than that. Tighter, tighter, tighter. Keep going. Keep going. All right, my hands are starting to turn a little bit red here. Now, go ahead and relax. Feel the inside of your palm. If you touch it to your cheek, did your palm start to heat up? Mine definitely did. That's what's happening to the inside of planets. That's what happens to the inside of stars too. But of course, planets and stars are way bigger than our hands. So we might be able to heat our hands up by a degree or two by squeezing them. But planets can heat themselves up to thousands of degrees from that. Now, the last of the big three that would heat Mars up is from radioactive decay. So there are special kinds of elements that are radioactive. So these are things like uranium and thorium. And what it means to be radioactive is that their insides are not very stable. Their cores are not very stable, and they will break apart. And when they break apart, they release some energy. Now, one little tiny atom of uranium decaying, that's what we call it when it breaks apart like that, is not going to release very much heat. But there's a lot of uranium and there's a lot of thorium and a lot of these other radioactive elements that are deep down at the cores of these planets. And so over very, very long periods of time, they are breaking apart and releasing some of this heat, which is keeping the insides of the planets warm. So Earth also has a little bit of tidal heating, this tugging and pulling that it does with the moon. But Mars doesn't have a lot of tidal heating. It doesn't have very big moons, and it does have a little bit of tidal heating from the sun. Sometimes it's a little closer to the sun, sometimes it's a little farther away. But it doesn't add as much heat to the inside of Mars as the moon does for us on Earth. So these three main ways left over from the formation of the solar system, so the gravity squeezing in and radioactive decay, are the main sources that keep the planet hot on the inside. And if it's hot on the inside, then we can have magma and we can have material moving around. And sometimes some of that is going to escape out onto the surface. And that's what a volcano is. And that's what Olympus Mons is. Now, if we were somehow able to time travel back billions of years and look at Olympus Mons, it would have been magnificent, with the glowing red and orange of the lava oozing down the sides of the volcano, and it would have been spewing gases out into the atmosphere, keeping the air thick and allowing Mars to have a warm, wet climate. And Mars, we think, used to be covered in oceans. And volcanoes like Olympus Mons, not Olympus Mons all on its own, but the volcanoes across the surface of the planet probably helped to keep it so nice and warm. But as Mars got cooler and cooler on the inside, then its volcanoes started to shut down. And without the volcanoes adding gases into the atmosphere, over time, the atmosphere was lost. And that's the blanket that keeps the planet warm. And so the planet became colder and colder, and it lost its water, it lost its oceans, and is now the dry desert world that we see today because those volcanoes are gone. So Ivan, thanks for this wonderful question. And thank you everyone for being with us here on the podcast, learning about space and science together. I can't wait to talk about more of your questions. If you have any questions or topics you'd like us to talk about, have your grown-ups send that into the email in the description. And as always, my friends, I hope you have dark skies, and remember to stay curious.